Scammers, they're out for your money, your information, and more. And we are continuing our look at some of the more prominent scams and frauds. And we are joined once again by Khadija Nichols from West Midlands Police. Thank you for joining us, Khadija.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
We are looking at courier fraud. This is something which perhaps a lot of people haven't heard of. Is this quite a new scam?
So courier fraud has been around for quite a while. It targets all year round. And more than £10 million was lost across the UK to courier fraudsters in 2021.
So it has been around for a while and quite a substantial fraud by the sounds of it, Khadija. How does this work?
So courier fraud is when victims, particularly the elderly, are contacted by telephone by criminals claiming to be either a bank official, police officer, or anyone else in a position of authority. They may have already obtained information about the victim before making the call, such as their name or date of birth, in order to build trust. And after that trust has been established, victims are then asked to cooperate in an investigation by attending their bank and withdrawing money or purchasing expensive items such as prestige watches or jewellery in order to hand over to a courier for examination. But actually, that courier will be a fraudster.
That's quite worrying, you know, people actually turning up on your doorstep as well, and the fact that they have some of this information. How do you protect against this? Are there things you can look out for?
So some of the things to look out for are warning signs. It's being told that some money has been removed from your bank account and that corrupt staff at your local bank are responsible, and being asked to cooperate in an investigation by attending your bank and withdrawing money to hand over to a police officer or courier, which they claim will be returned once the investigation is complete, or being told to purchase expensive items that you'll be asked to hand over to a courier for examination with a promise of a reimbursement once the investigation is complete, or being told that a business, particularly a jeweller, is operating fraudulently and they require your assistance to help secure evidence. And they may offer you peace of mind by advising you that somebody will pick up your card, your PIN number, cash or jewellery in order to save you the trouble of having to go to your bank or local police station.
If someone was to receive a call like this and they were a little bit concerned, you know, because we do get calls from our banks and things talking about fraud and so on, are there ways we can perhaps check, you know, the validity of the caller, or, you know, protect ourselves that way?
Yeah, of course. So we would always say, if you get a call like that, hang up. If you need to call to clarify or to verify whether it's genuine or not, we would always recommend that you use an independently sourced telephone number. If, for example, you were trying to contact your bank, you could use the number on the back of your debit card. But what we would really encourage you to do is to wait 5 minutes before doing so, because fraudsters may stay on the line after you hang up. Alternatively, where possible, we would recommend using a different phone line altogether if you have that facility.
Some great advice there. Should we be reporting this as well?
So if you've given your bank details over the phone or handed your card or PIN number to a courier, please call your bank straight away to advise them and cancel the card. If you do realise that you're a victim before the courier has come to collect your cash or card or PIN number or any of the items that you may have purchased, please ring the police immediately. You can report to Action Fraud, the National Reporting Centre for Fraud and Cybercrime. You can call to report on 0300 123 2040 or via their online portal at actionfraud.police.uk. If you are in Scotland, please report to Police Scotland directly by calling 101. Always remember, your bank or the police will never call you to ask you to verify your personal details or PIN number by phone, or offer to pick up your debit card, PIN number, cash or any items you may have purchased. The police will never contact you out of the blue to participate in an investigation, which you need to withdraw money from your bank or to purchase high value items for safekeeping. And always remember, if you do receive a call that you're suspicious of, don't be afraid to hang up and verify the caller.
Once again, some great advice and some great tips on how to protect ourselves from fraudsters. Khadija, thank you once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.